All right, hello, good people. Hello, people across the land. Hello, people across the world. Y'all, on today's episode, boop, we're about to get into it. Because, of course, the nonsense, it never stops. Now, first, I'm going to talk about a few things of inflation, okay? I want everybody to think about this, okay? I don't care what country you live in. I need so many people to use their minds right now, okay? You need to really think about this. Why in the hell does the governments across the country, y'all, got us up here stressed out, worried about how we gonna do this, that, the next, third, when they simply have the power to create a solution, but they don't, okay? Now, of course, I'm gonna tie this into, I told y'all our government shut down, because as you know, I do not trust the government. I have said this most of the times. My platform, you know, it is not for everybody, but it is for people that are seeking the truth. Okay? We have to realize at some point we are standing in a situation where, unfortunately, it will be us, the people, against the corrupt nations across our lands. Okay? Most of y'all need to hear this. Most of us in these situations are innocent. It's just true. You have to really realize, y'all. Okay, so let's start and touch on a couple of subjects so y'all can just see the level of distractions they're placing across our minds so you can literally realize that you need to prepare. First, I want to let y'all know we are having a food and water shortage. It's severe, okay? It's literally severe. But they got everybody around here thinking that it's chill. It's severe, people, okay? I told y'all I do travel work. It is severe. They really are running out of food and water. And unfortunately, you know, if you don't know this, the delivery trucks from different places are starting to get there slower and slower and slower, okay? I saw the first train in my city within like a year, okay? And I'm telling y'all this because when I lived here a few years ago, there was a train that used to come, when I tell y'all, every other freaking day, okay, through this town, every other freaking day. It went from that to you see one like scatterly a couple of months apart. And I saw the first. Okay? Y'all need to realize, okay? Those things are the transport that gives us the food and the stuff we need in current cities. Now, I don't know how it is or how it works necessarily in every other country, but I know however it is, you know that you get your transport, right? The things that get serviced to you that they put in stores, you need to realize that too. Now, if y'all don't know this, yep, I be watching about stuff across the world. Of course, I be paying attention, I told y'all. So tell me why I was looking at the stuff that was going on in Israel and Palestine. Now, people, if you listen to my podcast and you live in Israel and Palestine, please do not be upset. I am a black person, okay? I'm going to tell you right now that your war has nothing to do with us. We are not the problem, and your governments are corrupt on both sides. That is the answer. That is the end of it. Please do not try to convince me as a black person to join you. Stop trying to use the terms Black Lives Matter and all of y'all public platforms to get people attached to us, because I want y'all to understand if you do that, you have true hatred and some levels of racism in your heart. Stop bringing up black people in your situations only when it benefits you. Palestine and Israel, you have never gave a damn about a single black person's life from Monday through Sunday, but all of a sudden when you're in a war, something it has to do with black people, that ain't got nothing to do with us. And if that hurts your feelings, I do not care. You need to hear that, because I'm going to say it again, your countries are corrupt. Black people are not the problem, nor have we ever been, okay? And if you listen to my podcast, boy, you finna get a real rude awakening. I have nothing to do, black people in general have nothing to do with what's happening in your countries. Your countries are corrupt. Your nations are corrupt. Your government officials don't give a damn about you. And it's so crazy that when I think of all this across the world, most countries actually believe their people care about them. Listen to me. If your countries dabble in any businesses, especially across with the U.S., you are delusional to believe that people care about you. Y'all war is a distraction from what is really happening in our current society across the world. It is a problem. We are not the problem. Your countries are corrupt. Okay? And I say that because I cannot make this up. If you live right now in Palestine and Israel, let me ask you a question. How many things have you ever heard about the U.S.? Just think about it. Anything you've ever heard, whatever it is you think you understand, whatever it is you think you believe, you have no idea what happens here. I'm telling you, you don't know. Okay? Just like me, I've never been to your country. I have no idea what actually happens there. But I know they're lying to you about us. We are not the problem. We did not cause your issues. Your countries are corrupt within itself. Black people are not the problem. Don't you dare bring us up in any of your wars, any of your fights, any of your nations. Has nothing to do with us. Your people are distracting you from a bigger issue that is happening to y'all. And it's happening across the world. Matter of fact, if you're in another country right now, ask yourself what's currently going on in your country with your governments. What are they really doing? Why are they not helping you? And what the hell does black people have to do with it? I can't make this up, y'all. I don't know a single black person here that has stepped their ass over there in Israel and Palestine. I swear to God, you don't really know anyone. You don't know anyone. Stop lying on us. Stop literally listening to your internalized levels of racism and hatred and looking for some reason for people to get involved in a fight that has nothing to do with them. Okay? I'm gonna say this again. Sad that it's happening. Okay? Sad that it's happening. But I'm letting you know, this is not our fight. This is not our problem. And I'm telling you right now, I do not care if you are offended by that. Your country is corrupt. And how dare you try to blame black people or bring black people into a situation that has nothing to do with us. I want you to know that you're probably an asset of casualties of war. Because I cannot make this up. It's crazy to me that anytime somebody's in trouble, they think black people supposed to rescue them, save them, help them, talk about an issue, get people concerned. No, I'm not. I'm letting you know, no, I'm not. I don't even know why y'all are fighting. What the hell is y'all war even about? Can't nobody tell me that. That's the shit that's crazy. They'll try to say, oh, it's this. What are y'all really fighting about? That's how crazy y'all are. You are so blinded and so silly, okay? Yes, I said the word silly and or ignorant, that you are literally involved in something that even you don't even damn understand. They'll try to say, oh, yes, I do. You don't even know what your country is really doing. Why are y'all even fighting? Do you even have the money? I cannot make this up. Do you even have the money for war? Okay, you also realize, who are y'all allies in this war? Don't be saying it's us. I don't know what's going on. They ain't got nothing to do with me. I'm letting you know right now, y'all, countries and governments are corrupt. They ain't got nothing to do with black people. You need to hear that because ain't nobody else going to tell y'all the truth, probably. I'm here to let you know, get off of TikTok, okay, you Israeli or Palestine. Again, we don't care. They ain't got nothing to do with us. Because I promise you right now, if I were to send a drone, okay, if we were to send drones across y'all countries to see any little black people that's over there, I wonder if black people over there in your country are living poor. I wonder if you insult them. I wonder if you call them racist names. I wonder if you make sure that they stay separated from you, your children, and everybody else. Because you know what? How dare you bring us up in that and you got black people somewhere in your country and that's how they living. Please go to hell. Y'all need to hear that. You sound insane. Your war has nothing to do with us. Okay? Your country is corrupt. Most of you that live across the different nations, you need to wake up and realize your countries are corrupt. Ask yourself why they're killing your innocent people from your own government. Don't you dare bring us into this. I'm telling y'all, it's the audacities for me. How dare these countries and these governments literally risk humanity's lives for their freaking nonsense and then turn around and you have the audacity to blame someone black from it who has never even stepped foot on your land and does not even fucking know you. Are you kidding me? Grow up and wake your silly ass up, okay? Your countries are corrupt. That's the answer. That's it. They be trying to act like it's rocket science. Well, this started happening in... Listen, stop listening to these news people, okay? Most of these news people, unfortunately, have sold their soul. They ain't got no sense, okay? I don't listen to some of these people's nonsense. I watch the news for simply entertainment. I know people are like, what do you mean entertainment? I can't wait to see what lie they finna come up with next. I can't wait to see what level of distraction they come up with. What y'all need to be concerned about is while your countries are poor and have no food and have no water... And why at some point you're going to realize immigrants are going to be coming to your nations and land soon. Also, too, I'm going to say this again. Why are you fighting? I got a better word for y'all. Ukraine and Russia. Y'all, let's jump into that real quick. What the hell is their war about? You know what? And the reason why I'm bringing this up, y'all, I'm going to tell y'all this. So when I was a child, okay, I was born and raised in America, okay? As we like to say, America, KKK, right? I was born here, okay? Let me explain something to you. We were in war when I was in the second grade here, right? I remember when people were getting shipped off, people in my classroom were saying about how their fathers and uncles and brothers and whoever was in the military and they were fighting people in Iraq, right? Never forget this, right? So I sat there one time, right? Because I really didn't know nothing about war. I didn't really understand why people were fighting. But I remember in particular, I asked my teacher a question. I said, why are we fighting? What are we fighting for? My teacher, who is a doctor, by the way, right? At this age, she's a doctor, could not answer my question. She's like, I actually don't even know why. Right? As I became an adult, I asked the same question. Why are we in war? What the hell are we fighting over? Because last time I checked, most countries barely have food and water, and you're telling me we have somehow reasons to fight. What are they fighting over? Okay? That's what you need to ask yourself. You need to ask yourself why your country is so corrupt that they want to rob and steal from people. That's what you need to be asking, okay? And you need to be more concerned about what's happening in the Congo, okay? This is exactly why I'm not using certain things or products, because I told y'all, if you don't know this, the Congo is being pillaged and raped and people are being murdered and they are having constant war because people want their resources, which of course, why does this not surprise me? Okay? Now, the reason why I'm bringing up Ukraine and Russia, I remember when this first happened. You know what I thought was weird? Why would they block all social media from the Ukraine and Russia? Y'all don't think that's strange? If there's a war going on or something is happening, why won't they let the people themselves speak for what's happening or what's going on? But yet they have their leaders in the public speaking? Y'all, I'm gonna tell you right now, that war is another episode of fake history, okay? We actually have no proof that they're blowing shit up. We have no proof who's fighting. We don't even know who's dying or who's living. And yet, here they are showing you pictures. Oh, look, they're forcing soldiers to do this. Y'all, we have no idea that that's even true. That's how fake your news media outlets and things are from everywhere across the globe. We have no idea what's actually going on in these countries, okay? You don't know. I don't care what the news is telling you. Do you actually know someone that lives in the Ukraine? Do you actually directly know someone that lives in Russia? Okay, well, since you don't, why are we feeding into this nonsense? We don't even know what's happening over there. Right? And I want y'all to see, don't you think it's also perfectly orchestrated than the time period that I keep telling y'all we are at a severe and critical level of food and water levels? We probably won't have food and water for the next 5 years. I'm not making this up, right? Y'all don't think that's strange, right? And mind you, they're keeping you distracted with these wars, and they're constantly passing laws. They're constantly passing laws. Day in and day out, there's a new law. You need to realize that what is happening here is psychotic. It is literally crazy to see the level of things that I'm witnessing, and people are so silly and stupid and are up here trying to bait you in things through race. Okay? We don't know what's going on in any of these countries. Okay? Now, if you ask me, I'm going to tell y'all what I think is going on in the Ukraine and Russia. And it's about to scare some people, because I told y'all, the information that I know, the deep intuition I have, I told you, baby, this is God's source. These people are lying. Let me tell y'all what I think is really happening in Ukraine and Russia. Okay? Now, if you don't know this, in America, on this soil, it is illegal to do certain scientific activity. Yes, and I said scientific. Okay? Things like cloning, okay? Things that you can do in certain labs. There are things here in America that's literally illegal, but it is legal in the Ukraine, okay? If y'all don't realize this, across the globe, there are labs and certain things in all places from this country, the U.S., the United States of America, okay? There are multiple things in multiple countries, multiple labs, multiple genetic modifications or strange things, AI, all this stuff is going on globally. So I'm not kidding when I tell you, how dare you say anything to me about being black when I'm telling you all of our countries are corrupt and in cahoots together. And I promise you, it's to take out the people. That's it. You can't tell me this is not a war against people. This is tyranny. I'll just be like, these people are tyrannical and they're insane. People are nuts. They literally have problems, okay? They really need God, need to heal. That's really they're what they need. But I'm telling you, no one can tell me what is actually happening in Ukraine and Russia. I have no social media proof. They banned, I think, TikTok and some of these other apps in their country. Yet they're up here trying to tell us that, oh, there's war going on. How do we know that that's true? And if y'all think I'm kidding, you have no idea how deep this government is to where they can fake historical access to society. They can make you believe something. They can stage something and you will think that it's real. We don't know what's happening anywhere. Okay? This is, I told you how I end up realizing all the stuff I said about racism and history and this and the third. These people will just make up these strange events to keep you so distracted from reality that you cannot see what is currently being passed and happening across the board. Okay, and I already told y'all they plan on just dropping AI on us like a bomb or something. And then it's just gonna randomly happen. You need to hear this, people, because some of y'all are very ignorant. Some of you are very silly and stupid. Some of you still have this dumb mindset where you think your vote matters. Your vote has never mattered. There is not a single thing across our world that is truly democracy. You need to hear that because this is insane. It's insane to watch people lose their minds and blame this president, that president. Wake up, you silly little people, and realize deeper what is happening across your lands and in your countries. These people are lying to you. We have no proof of any of this stuff except for what they're saying. Telling somebody something don't mean shit to me. Telling y'all. And you know, your word used to mean something. Nowadays, it absolutely does not. Okay? You have to have the discernment to see past or see through what is happening. Okay? And I also found it to be quite strange to see some of these other countries' political officials stand on a stage. And of course, I told y'all, I literally say that the young generation of black people is the problem. Like, we caused their war. First of all, we not out here killing, slaying, destroying people, destroying folks' family, destroying people's lives, raping, pillaging. Oh, we don't do any of that. So that was wild. That was wild to hear them say that. Sounds like that's something you guys do. Okay? You have to realize how insane this is, okay? And I'm telling y'all, the people of Israel and Palestine are just as slow and silly as some of the people here in America and folks everywhere else across the globe. You need to hear that, because if you are not smart enough to see that what I'm saying is a legit reality, you don't even know what the hell we're fighting for. I cannot make this up. So like I told y'all, right? Didn't I tell y'all we've been in war since I've been in the second grade in America? We still got people fighting over there now. What the hell is we still fighting for? Now I want y'all to hear this, right? First they told us when we was in school that we was fighting against this man named Osama bin Laden. I never will forget this. So I remember I started looking this person up, right? Now mind y'all, this was before Google. Okay? This was before Google was ever created, okay? Because if y'all don't remember this, this is for some of you who maybe didn't live in America, or maybe you were young enough to remember when the internet was first coming out. We had something called Axe Jeeves, right? Which was a little bald-headed butler that was on a platform, and then they turned that into Bing, Bing.com. Those were some of the very first search engines that we ever had before Google was created, okay? So I was like, okay, let me see who this man is. Because I was just like, why is he fighting us? What is going on? And I'm just like, what is happening? And I just didn't understand any of it. I'm like, so he did what exactly, right? So I want y'all to hear this, right? They claim that, and now mind y'all, this is on the FBI's website. This is public information from the Federal Bureau of Investigation.gov. Okay, so I've looked this stuff up enough, right? It basically says that he is the founding person of a terrorist organization called Al-Qaeda. That's what they said. And they said he engineered a series of attacks in multiple countries that killed thousands of men, women, and children. And what's crazy is reading this, I'm like, isn't that the exact same thing that multiple governments have done across the world? So why did they actually really murder Osama bin Laden? Yes, I use the terms murder, because in my mind, I'm like, I cannot make this up, y'all. I question our history across the world so much, because I want you to know this is the same thing I was explaining to you when I started talking about Hitler. Why is it that I can't find any information about him except what they have put together, what they have said? Yeah, you just don't know how crazy this is. I'm like, these people just create fictional characters. Like this, like our world is a storybook. You need to hear that, because you need to wake your mind up and realize these people are crazy. Right? Then they start breaking down, and mind you can go look this up on the website. They start breaking down some of bin Laden's, right? That his extremist roots, right? They claim he's some extremist from Afghanistan and he tried to do XYZ. Then they say he tried to launch attacks and bombings in various nations to further his violent aims. Y'all don't know. I want you to really understand this. This is a FBI website, and this paragraph sounds like it was written by a middle schooler. Okay? I want you to see how weird that is. I'm going to say it again. This is on the FBI.gov website, and this sounds like a paragraph that I could have wrote it in middle school. This is some shit that is Googleable, as we would say now, right? This is strange. This is weird. This doesn't make any sense. Say what you want to say, but I want y'all to really see the truth of it. And mind you, look on your government's website. Look up whatever public information they put up there, okay? Say what you want to, but the levels of things I hear are literally insane. It makes me really wonder, what is the reason they really capture this man? And then I want y'all to hear this. Y'all don't think it's weird that they look for some, and mind you, I remember this because we have been in war since I've been in second grade in America here, right? I literally was just like, how it take y'all 10 or 15 years to find this one man? And when you did find him, he was in a cave. Y'all, I can't. Like, I'm really believing that the public nations across the world are just stupid. I was like, wow, people are just really stupid. And I'm telling you, I told y'all, yes, I truly believe I'm smarter than most people, because I was like, you have got to be an idiot to believe all the levels of technology, power, and force that are ran with these multiple governments across the world, but they found a man in a cave. Y'all, please grow up. Please grow up. I needed y'all to hear this story, because I think some of you across the world are going to realize your government is just as corrupt as this one. And you sound crazy as hell. Again, like I told y'all, trying to blame black people for something. You need to realize what is happening within your own country. Okay, I'm going to say this again. Why are they killing and murdering innocent people? Why are we even going to war? I cannot make this up, y'all. Why are folks literally spending their life, blood, shed, and tears and wasting them to fight in these pointless battles? Who the hell are we fighting against? Because I'm really trying to understand what the enemy is. Okay, I am so serious. When I look at other people from other countries, you are probably just like me, right? You grew up somewhere, you believe whatever you believe based off whatever you was taught, whether it's religiously, culturally, blah, 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 spiritually, so on and so on, right? Okay, that's what you believe. But I know you have a family somewhere. You got somebody that loves you. You got somebody you love. You got somebody you care about. And I think it's so weird that we all can say that's who we are, but no one wants to sit down and be like, and why are we killing each other and murdering each other because the government says what now? Come on, people. I need all y'all to use y'all brains. Be for real right now. This is some stupid shit that's happening, and y'all need to wake up and realize what's going on. Okay? Our countries are corrupt. Yeah, I said are. No matter what country you live in, please don't try to convince me your country is not corrupt. Our countries are corrupt. I am still, again, going to ask this one more time. What are we fighting about? What? Why are we in war? I'm telling you, even America now, I swear to God, I'm pretty sure somewhere we're in war. Why are we in war still? We've been in war my whole life. Okay? From the time I was a kid to now, we've been in war my whole life. And I promise you, if you're somewhere in a country where you've also been in war, or there's war in your country, the only difference is it has not been on our soil. But the level of people who have, what, died for this country that I currently live in, what, probably died for your country too, where you live in, what the hell are we fighting about? Because I still don't get it. Okay? Everybody keeps trying to convince me, oh, it's because of this and this. Y'all sound so stupid. Convincing people that it's okay to murder and kill and take innocent lives and say you're doing it in the pledge of, you know, allegiance to whatever your country is. It sounds insane. It literally sounds insane the more I think about it. I say, so people are basically about to kill each other for some reason of whatever the government's claim to be a problem or issue. And you telling me they can't sit down and talk about something like adults, but the answer must be, oh, we must shoot, kill, destroy. Okay. I just want people to hear that, because I want you to keep hearing that and get that through your mind, that nothing about this makes any sense. Okay? And I really want y'all to know, what are they really doing to us across the lands, across the globe? What is happening to us currently as people? We don't even know what the hell is going on. But yet people are politicizing and politicking and got all their answers in this, and I'm just up here like, okay, I think everybody's slow. This don't make no sense. Why are we even fighting? I need someone to genuinely tell me what in the hell our wars are about across the globe. What are we actually fighting for? No person can give me a truly valid answer. I just want y'all to really understand that. Not a single person can give me a valid answer. But I want y'all to know what's crazy. Can anybody tell me why we're running out of food and water? Can anyone tell me why in the current societies that we live in across the globe, people have no idea how to self-sustain themselves? Meaning if we did run out of food or water, would you know how to go dig a well? Would you know how to plant some food? Would you know how to do something to save your own self? I say that, y'all, because it's wild that the levels of things we are experiencing across the world simultaneously, by the way, that no one is questioning this. Y'all just hear one subject and jump into the next and, that's what everybody do. I just be watching people and just be watching across the globe like, are all people crazy? This doesn't make any sense. Why are we in another war? I cannot make this up. In the current globe that we live in, this flat earth that we're on, there is enough things to sustain probably every nation. It actually makes no sense to me why we are even in a current situation where people are still dying and killing each other. And people are living in slums and slumps and XYZ. I'm going to say this again. Our governments are corrupt. They are to me in true cahoots to destroy people globally. I don't even think it's just one country or this. It's globally. I just want to give y'all some food for thought. Until my next episode. Peace.